Blog Talk Radio.
A new
direction, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
noche. Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en ver este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda verte sobrando, aunque no pueda verte sobrando, siempre estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's hour. Praise God that we can come together. Bless you, Sis Jeanette and you, Sis Connie, and all the elders that will come in when they want to, they could be able to come in here and by phone and by Skype. Praise God. And we come together in the name of Jesus. And praise God. He is the way maker. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And that, praise God, the exciting times that we live and what God's putting on our hearts and to share. I don't know if y'all have seen it, but on News Network, of all places, usually don't have very much anything about the Bible or the Word of God, but mainly conservative type things. They had talking about a man named Tim Cohen. His website is prophecyhouse.com. And brothers and sisters, he was showing back in 1999 a man that has just risen to power in the UK named Prince Charles. You ought to check it out. And you'll be blown away and get excited because it's a Jesus coming moment. That his coat of arms, you know, they have coat of arms for all the different people. His coat of arms is like reading out of Revelation 13, which is on his coat of arms, about the beast and everything are on his coat of arms. Things about the Antichrist are on his coat of arms. Right now, he's consolidating and bringing together world leaders and power for bring this, you know, transformation of so-called that thing that he talked about, military-type climate change thing. Of course, we know where that's leading. And then the other thing the man points out is that his name adds up to 666 in English and Hebrew. And like I said, I'm not looking for the Antichrist, definitely a forerunner like others we know of. But isn't it unbelievable? Why would he have a coat of arms looking like the coat of arms for the Antichrist? Very interesting, exciting too. And the different ways God confirmed. And another thing has been is about Matthew 11. And my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that God wants his people to know that. And that he is speaking. And he's speaking very clearly and that people need to hear. But praise God, that's one thing. Of course, everything else, many other things are going on. Rumors of wars are happening left and right. Everything's still lining up. All the stuff everybody's saying about what God has shown them in this month, it's just absolutely amazing of the times we're in. And it's exciting to be able to come and to share the truth of his word in such a time that people need to hear. Amen. Well, praise God. I had to share with you a testimony and a miracle. Is that me and my wife, Sis Brenda, will be celebrating 10 years wedding anniversary by God's grace and mercy that he has put us together and kept us together for sure. And it's amazing what he's done in our lives. It's absolutely amazing that he raises up for such a time as this. I'm very grateful for her, and we celebrate tomorrow our anniversary and the love between us, and of course, the love of God in our life, how he changed our lives to be able to be there and be there for each other. And we're excited about that. And praise God that we will go ahead here and pray and let Sis Jeanette go ahead and start singing tonight because she has a time to be with some friends that are moving away, and her daughter's going to fix some dinner. And she's going to enjoy some fellowship with her friends that are getting ready to move out of California and to where they used to live. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Oh, thank you, sis. Thank you. Thank you. It is a blessing that what the Lord has done. Very grateful. Father, we thank you and praise you this night. We thank you, Lord, we can come together in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that you're right here with us with your Holy Spirit. And that ones that would come together and be part of this, Father, that you're with us. And we're very grateful for this night. And let us hear your word, the second part of this message, talking about a relationship, to know you with the relationship, and to know that it's through the Holy Spirit that we have spoken that part, Lord. Now we're going to be talking about our relationship with you personally, Lord Jesus. We pray now that you'll lead and guide us tonight, that you open the airways for ones that can connect by computer, in the chat room, or by phone, or Skype, or whichever way you have a way, Lord. We thank you for watching over and protecting us. We thank you for the power and the authority of your name, and by the power of your shed blood, and where we're at, and who we are in you, it's amazing. We thank you for your love, mercy, and grace, your truth and righteousness. I pray, Lord, that we stand for you, Lord Jesus, We honor and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, praise God. We'll let Sis Jeanette come and start the worship and praise tonight so she can be with her family and friends. Very grateful, very, very grateful and thankful that she made time that she'd be here to serve and honor the Lord before she was going to this dinner. Amen. Or the dinner at her house or wherever it's going to be. But that is exciting. We pray for the others that are usually here and hope they can make it. But as two or three gather together in my name, there I'll be. Amen.
Amen.
Hello.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Y'all need to check that out. That just blew me away, being at News Network and talking about how this is lining up for, I mean, his coat of arms look like you're speaking of the beast out of you know, Revelation 13. It was very funny. Yeah. Amazing. But anyway.
Oh.
You there? Nope.
Yeah, I'm here, brother. I'm just arranging my computer.
I got
my speaker.
Okay. I got you. I was always cutting out a little bit there, but you're fine now, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right. You're all right. Okay. That's fine. You do what you need to do.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Okay.
Bless you.
Okay. Bless you too, brother.
Okay.
In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord, my God, in your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking your face, touching your grace, in the cleft of the rock, in your presence, oh God, I want to go where the rivers cannot overflow me, where my feet are on the rock. I want to hide where the blazing fire cannot burn me, in your presence, oh God. In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord my God. In your presence, that's where I am strong. Seeking your face, touching your grace, in the cleft of the rock, in your presence, oh God. I want to hide where the blessed people cannot reach me, where I'm covered by the blood of the Lamb. I want to be where the skins of darkness cannot touch me, in your presence, oh God. In your presence, strong. In your presence, oh Lord, my God, in your presence, that's where I belong, seeking your face, touching your grace, in the cliffs of the rock. I trust in you all day long. I am your child and your servant, and you are the strength of my song. You're my song. In your presence, that's where I am strong, in your presence, oh Lord my God, in your presence, that's where I belong, seeking you. In your presence, oh God, touching your grace, in the cleft of the rock, in your presence, oh God, in your presence, in your presence, in your presence, in your presence, in your presence. In your presence, oh God, I delight to be in your presence. There's fullness of joy in your presence. Fullness of joy and pleasure at your right hand. In your presence, here in your presence, in your presence, that's where I am strong. Oh Lord, my God.
There will be justice over the news.
like a bride waiting for her groom. We'll be at church ready for you, every heart longing for our King. We sing, he was so close, Lord Jesus. He was so close, Lord Jesus, come. So we wait for you. Lord, we wait, you're coming soon. Yes, we wait for you. God, we wait, you're coming soon, like a bride.
Longer by all that's going on and what God's showing.
Amen.
Well, praise God. Thank you, sis, for coming and praising the Lord and the songs that God put on your heart. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Very grateful that you came.
Thank you, brother.
Serve the Lord. Y'all have a great evening, and we're very grateful. And we send our love and prayers your way, and we'll see you next week, Lord willing. Or we'll see you again.
Yeah. Well, see you again. Okay, brother. Amen. Okay. Good night, all. Shalom, dear brother. And dear sister,
amen.
Brenda, dear sister Connie. Bye-bye. Shalom.
Yeah.
Good night.
All right. Okay, praise God. Well, welcome, Brother Andrew and Sis Erica. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. Sis Jeanette's got a dinner where they have some good friends that are moving out of California and going back to where they came from or where they used to live in Louisiana. And they was going to give them a send-off and come together one more time. And Sister Ness' daughter's cooking dinner. And she asked to sing first and be able to go. So praise God. So we can move on. Well, praise God. Tonight, the second part of the message is tonight, and as I share the song, this is the scripture for it, praise God, Revelations chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. This is what the Word of God said. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. He's everything. He's all that. Understand, he is the one who brought salvation and life. He brought to be born again. He was the first one born by the Spirit. Isn't that awesome? Firstborn of the dead, glorious one that was raised up, resurrected, and glorified. To him who always loves us, always loves us. Isn't that amazing? And who has once for all, freed us. Oh, amen, freed us. or washed us from our sin by his own blood, his sacrificial death that was required, and formed us into a kingdom as his subject, priest to his God and Father. Boy, that has changed in the life and seeing what a real priest is supposed to be like. The example is Christ. It is no man that calls himself Father, because only one is to be called Father in the sense of faith in that for sure, our Father in heaven. Praise God. And to his God and Father, to him be glory and power and majesty and dominion forever and ever. As I say this word and this song, this is our God. Praise his name. This is our God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. It really is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is who he is to us. Your grace is enough, more than I need. Amen. At your word I will believe. I wait for you. Draw near again. Let your spirit make me new. And I will fall at your feet. I will fall at your feet. And I will worship you here. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Who you are. What you've done for us. Doing and going to do. Your presence in me. Jesus lights the way. By the power of your word, I am restored, I am redeemed. By your spirit, I am free. I will fall at your feet. And I'll fall at your feet. Amen. I will worship you. Amen. We worship him. Glory. You gave it all for us. Surrender your life upon that cross. Great is your love poured out for all. This is our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Sit on high from death to life. Forever our God is glorified. Servant and King, rescue the world. This is our God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. What he did. Praise his name. Worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. John 3:16, as he was prophesying what he was going to do and rescue the world. Yes, the world needed to be rescued. Need to be rescued by from the fallen, evil, wicked one. To be rescued by the nature and character of sin that leads to death. Rescued. He made a way for all people, all his created children, for over all the years. Jesus said, for God, the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that God the Father gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Because God loved the people, not this big globe, but the people on it. And this is what the Lord did. Freely you gave it all for us, surrendered your life upon the cross. Great is your love poured out for all. This is our God. Amen? Praise his name. He is our God. Isn't that awesome, the kind of God that we love and serve and that we are part of the family? He's all. We're priests. We're sons and daughters. Many different things. You're the beloved. It is amazing what God thinks of us and how relationship we have with him. Amen? Well, glory to God. We're getting into the second part tonight of the message, a relationship and to know Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Now that was a part of understanding about the Holy Spirit, how he's part of all this, how Jesus told the religious leaders of his day, and he's speaking to the religious leaders of this day, that you must be born again, that the Spirit of God must come in you and bring you alive. And this comes through a relationship with me, to believe in me, to know me, and know who I am to you, that I am the Savior, I am the Messiah, I am Lord, and that you need me in your life is what the Lord is saying. And that comes by faith alone in him, to believe and trust him, and born again by the Spirit. That's the truth of the gospel of grace, God's way to salvation in life. Amen. Now we get into the part about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? Definition of relationship. Connection between persons by blood or marriage. Well, there you go. We got both. We got both. Wow. This is the truth for us, brothers and sisters, in Christ. Amen? Now, by his powerful word, empowered by the Holy Spirit, Proverbs 5, verse 15. Drink water from your own cistern of a pure marriage relationship and fresh running water from your own well. That means not be going after any other God. That means you have a relationship with your Savior, that you are the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. A pure marriage relationship, drinking the water of life from our coming King Jesus. Amen. Hosea 6:6. For I desire and delight in steadfast loyalty, faithfulness, in a covenant relationship that is sealed by blood, a relationship that there has to be a death occur for the relationship to happen. It used to be with animals in the Old Testament, but God showed up himself. He says, I'm going to die. I'm the sacrifice as man and God to be the perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah. Faithfulness and covenant relationship rather than sacrifice and in the knowledge of God more than burnt offering. He's talking about a relationship that's more important than the ritual, than works and traditions of our silly flesh and the ideas of men. You see, it's about a relationship with Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit to know him more, to have a desire and delight in steadfast loyalty. You don't hear that word much anymore. Faithfulness in a covenant relationship, not about personal sacrifices or burnt offerings in your name or religion, but a real relationship with your Savior and coming King Jesus. Coming King Jesus. Praise the Lord. Micah 4:5. For all the peoples now walk each in the name of his God, little g, as in a transient relationship, like a bum or like a whore or person of the world. As for us, we shall walk securely in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Transient is just like part-time or temporary. But ours is a walk securely in the name of the Lord, the name above all names, the name that's in you, over your heart, sealed by the Holy Spirit and the shed blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God forever and ever. Even speaking in the Old Testament in the prophets, talking about a God forever and ever. And what he does in your life is forever and ever. He's eternal. For all peoples now walk each in their name of their God in a transient relationship or like no relationship or homeless and lost. In the name of self or a name of religion or in the name of a person or a cause or in the name of Satan and pagan God, little g. This is where you are without a relationship with Jesus Christ. God have mercy. You don't want to be a bum and transient and lost. You want to come into the kingdom of God and be able to come into heavenly places in the throne room of Almighty God. But as for us, brothers and sisters, we should walk securely in the name of the Lord Jesus, our true God forever and ever. Amen? Good news. Encouraging. Matthew 6:15 says, but if you do not forgive others, nurturing your hurt and anger with the result that interferes with your relationship with God, then your Father will not forgive your trespasses. We are to forgive and show mercy, brothers and sisters, and not judge and condemn. Amen? Big part of knowing that you are born-again believer and have a real relationship with Jesus Christ, and you truly know him through the Holy Spirit, is about forgiving one another. Forgiving one another, amen? Mark 10:22. But the man was saddened as Jesus' words, and he left grieving. Huh. Ever thought about that, like grieving? And then in ours, it's talking about when you don't accept what Christ says, you grieve the Holy Spirit. Because he owned much property and many possessions. He was so wrapped up in this temporal world like so many people are. But God's taking care of that. He's making it easy. He's sort of like taking away people's things, taking away things that they would worship or put all their time and effort in. It's all being taken down and crumbling. And before it's all over, Everything that man built, everything that man put up in his name is coming down, which he treasured more than his relationship with God. Those things can't save you. They're temporary. They will crumble. They will turn back into dust. They will rust or whatever, deteriorate. But not God. He's eternal. Nothing is more important than your relationship with your God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Nothing. Nothing more. This will lead to eternal life. Trusting this world in the things of this world leads to the second death, the lake of fire. Amen? I tell you what, brothers and sisters, it's come to me before, but I'll tell you very clear. Yes, God is a loving God, and God gives you free will. But what should you be doing with that free will? When you hear the contrast between being sinful and lost and rebellious like Satan and made right in right standing in righteousness and love through Christ. It's not really rocket science which one to choose, because whatever choice you make, it will be forever. This is an existence of wickedness forever and punished for rejecting your Savior or accepting Jesus in love. It's very clear. Yeah, we have free will, but the choices are only two. I pray people choose Christ over their self and over anything in this world, because it fails. It will never, never satisfy or meet your needs, or it will never make you content and fulfilled. Thank you, Lord. Fulfilled. Because the only one that can bring peace, the only one that can bring hope, the only one who can save you and bring life is God himself in his Son, Jesus Christ. That's it. By the Holy Spirit. That's how it has to happen. Everything else, you don't even really have any will or purpose. The will and purpose of God for you as a person created is come and find him again. It's come to Jesus. That's what it's all about, this life. When you find Jesus, it is to share it with others and to be a light and a witness to people in a dark world. That's going to be taken care of. I can tell you that. It will be taken care of. And everybody should be very grateful for how much time is given through the time of grace that God has given. That is for sure. How does this deep personal, John 10, verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and I know without any doubt those who are my own. He knows you. He knows me, thank God. My own know me. You know Jesus? Do you have a deep personal relationship with him? How does this deep personal relationship come into our life? Answer, by faith in Jesus Christ and being born again by the Spirit of God. Amen? That's simple. Compared to what a lot of people are saying out there, that I don't believe they are filled with the Spirit when they talk about works and tradition and think you can stay perfect in your flesh, no way. Only way it happens is who Christ makes us and humble ourselves and let him do it. Here in the Word of God is a powerful example. Let's look. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. John 20, 11 through 18. But Mary, who had returned, was standing outside the tomb sobbing. And so as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. All the ones that walked with him and knew him and trusted and loved him, who was there? One that delivered her from the power of the devil. A woman with a heart for God. And that was tough in those days. But the Lord was making it new for everyone, available for all. She was there. And she saw two angels in white sitting there. One at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. I mean, they ain't there no more. And they said to her, hallelujah. Why are you, woman, why are you crying? She told them, because they have taken away my Lord. I do not know where they have laid him. After saying this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? For whom are you looking? For whom are you looking?" Supposing that he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you are the one who has carried him away from here, tell me where you put him, and I will take him away." And then here comes the comfort and peace from Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Mary, Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold me, for I am not yet ascended to the Father. But go tell my brothers and tell them I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came reporting to the disciples as she was commanded by the Lord, and that she had seen the Lord and that he had said these things. Here is a woman who had seven demons, who was in terrible bondage of flesh and hell. When she first met Jesus, he delivered and set her free from the demons of hell. She knew the Lord Jesus personally. She loved him very much. Now, her Messiah and Savior, Jesus Christ, was crucified and had died and put in a tomb. She was feeling alone, fearful, and had that seed of mustard seed faith. He was there. Everybody else locked up and behind locked doors and windows. She went to the tomb on the third day. She got there. She knew something had happened. So she went and told John and Peter. They came and looked and left. But Mary, she stayed. They came and they looked and left, and Mary, she stayed. She even looked into the empty tomb and saw two angels who told her, "Why are you crying?" But as that they asked this question, her Messiah, her Savior, the resurrected, glorious, and victorious King of glory, Jesus Christ, was there standing alive. He was there for Mary at her broken heart and seeing no hope for her or any of us. When she first sees the risen Savior, she doesn't recognize him, but when he called her name, when she hears his voice, she knows exactly who he is. She knows that he loves her and loves all of us too. He has completely everything required. He has done completely everything required of the Father to become the risen Savior and King of glory. But like Mary, in each of us, when he really calls our name, when he comes again, you will really know then that we really have a relationship with him based on love, mercy, and grace forever. Amen. Praise God at shouting ground. So when the Lord Jesus calls your name now, or when he calls for us, you will respond if you are truly a born-again believer in him. Amen? Wow. Now, let's move as I thought this was so important for us to know and hear for such a time as this. Romans 6, verse 11. "Even so, consider yourself to be dead to sin," oh, praise God, "and your relationship to it broken." Amen to that. That's like the chains being taken off of you, but alive to God in unbroken fellowship with him in Christ Jesus. Now, praise God. This is one thing you should rejoice in, that you are dead to sin and your relationship to it is broken. Hallelujah. Power of the name of Jesus, power of the mighty Holy Spirit, power of God's word is greater than anything of the fallen one in this terrible, evil, wicked, sinful nature and character of death. But even greater and really rejoice is now what you have through faith in Jesus Christ. What has been, what has happened to you by the power of the Holy Spirit? Alive to God in unbroken fellowship with him forever. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21 says, he made Christ, who knew no sin. That means he didn't have any idea about himself. This is what he saw in lost men and women. To judicially be sin on our behalf, so that in him we would become the righteousness of God. That is, we would be made acceptable to him and placed in right relationship with him by his gracious loving kindness. Isn't that awesome? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all involved in this and made this happen to you who believe and trust Jesus Christ. And from the word and promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, you have become a new creation and placed in right relationship with him. Amen. You have to be. You have to be. This has to, happen in your life. If not this way, in God's way only, then you are not saved or born again or even a relationship with him or have a relationship with him. Repent. Turn from your old ways and man's way of thinking about Christ and know God's way and truth to have God's life, which is eternal life. Amen. Right now, I'm saying this, that God wants you to know this personally. So many have been lied to or given half-truths by men and women who are not really born-again believers and teaching the lie from Satan, knowing it or not. You cannot share the truth without the Holy Spirit of God. He is the Spirit of truth from the Father, pointing us to Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can reveal Christ and him alone today. Amen. Praise God. Galatians 4, verses 15 through 19. Let me get a drink. Thank you, Lord. What then has become of that sense of blessing and the joy that you once had from your salvation and your relationship with Christ? He's asking the Galatians, what happened? For I testify of you that if possible, you should have torn out your own eyes and given them to me to replace mine. So I have become your enemy by telling you the truth. Oh, this is getting serious, isn't it? These men, Judaizers, isms, religion, anything a man, eagerly seek you to entrap you with honeyed words, flattery, what you want to hear, tickle your ears, words and attention to win you over to their what? Philosophy? You can have all of man's philosophy, just like Paul said, put it on the ash heap of failure of man. Put it on in the trash like dung compared to Christ. Not honorable, for their purpose is not honorable or worthy of consideration. Don't even consider it. They want to isolate you from us who oppose them, so that you will seek them. Now, it is always pleasant to be eagerly sought after, provided that it is for a good purpose, and not just when I am with you, seeking you myself, but beware of others doing it, my little children, for whom I am again in the pains of labor, until Christ is completely and permanently form within you. He's saying, I'm here for you. You need to know that you have the discernment of the Holy Spirit not to be misled or guided by any people like Judaizers, religiousizers, or anything like that. This is happening today, all over Facebook and YouTube, happening in the churches and fellowships too. Do not be bewitched or deceived by these people, but turn to Jesus and his word empowered by the Holy Spirit to have a real and stronger relationship with him for such a time as this. Amen. Ephesians 5, verse 32. This mystery of two becoming one is great, but I am speaking with the reference to the relationship of Christ and the church. He's showing his example through marriage. As two come one. It was leading up to what really was going to happen, what eternally matters. Christ and the church. Oh, hallelujah. The spiritual connection, brothers and sisters, by the Holy Spirit, born again into the very life of God for all eternity. Isn't that exciting? Man, when God does something, he does it right and perfect. Hebrews 10, verse 38. But my righteous one, the one justified by faith, shall live by faith, respecting man's relationship to God and trusting him. That's what faith is. That's what people need to know what faith is. Part of that faith is believing. Very important. And if he draws back, shrinking in fear, my soul has no delight in him. You have been justified by faith in Jesus Christ. You will live by faith in Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit, a real, true relationship to God, and trusting him in this relationship. Amen? 2 Peter 1, verse 10. For believers, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. Be sure that your behavior reflects and confirms your relationship with God. You should be acting and following Christ, acting like and following Christ. Can't do it without him. Surely not without the Holy Spirit being born again. No way. For by doing these things, actively developing these virtues, you will never stumble in your spiritual growth and will live a life that leads others away from sin. Amen. Praise God. We as born-again believers and should be growing and maturing. Our behavior should be reflecting Christ in our life, which confirms our relationship with God. To have the very nature and character of our Father in heaven through the Son of God and Savior, Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit who lives in us and has brought each of us back to life in a real deep abiding relationship with our Creator and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? The other part of this, in the real proof who we are in Christ, is that actively developing the virtues of the power by the power of the Holy Spirit, we will never stumble in our spiritual growth and live a life that leads others from this lost, sinful world and sin itself? Amen. 1 John 3, verse 11. For this is the message which you believers have heard from the beginning of your relationship with Christ, that you should unselfishly love and seek the best for one another. Not backbiting, not envying, not condemning, not judging, not any of those kind of things that are the flesh, but be like Christ. A proof of this real relationship with Christ is to love one another unselfishly and not judging one another. Amen. So now we know about having a relationship with the Son of God personally through faith in him and what he has done and what he is telling us through his word, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to know the truth and that we have a real relationship with him as our Savior and King Jesus. Amen. Now we move to know him. Now we move to know him. Amen. Very interesting on page 37. Amen, Lord. Now we move to know him. So we know about the Holy Spirit has made, is part of this and made all this happen. Our faith alone in Christ and born again by the Spirit, that we have a relationship with him. It should be number one in our life over every other relationship we have. And now to really know him, to know him. Definition to know. To perceive or understand as fact or truth. To apprehend clearly and with certainty. For us personally, with our glorious Savior, to know him and make him known in our lives. Amen. John 4, verse 25. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming. He who is called Christ, the anointed. When that one comes, he will tell us everything we need to know. He who is called Christ. When that one comes, he will tell us everything we need to know. He has, praise God. To know him is to love him because he does love us. Amen? Two verses tell us how we know him and we'll hear his voice. John 10, verse 4. When he brought all his own sheep outside, he walks on ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice and recognize his call. Do you really know him? Do you know his voice personally? Do you hear him call your name personally? I pray all of us here tonight and in the archives, because we have that only comes from a personal relationship with our Savior and Great Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen. John 10, verse 5. They will never follow a stranger, but will run away from him. Discernment for the Spirit. Because they do not know the voice of strangers. Stranger danger. Yes, this is part of it too. We will not listen to the voices of men or the voice of Satan, but will run away from such wicked and deceitful people and the fallen ones. Amen. Why? One of the biggest reasons, because we know the character and nature of God. We know who he is and the righteousness and justice and truth he stands for, the mercy and grace he gives and pours out through his love, by his word, we know that. So we know what's real, the Savior, Jesus Christ, and what is false, like the fallen ones, and all those wolves in sheep's clothes, and the deceivers, and false prophets, and people caught up in the things of this world, and man's way. That is what is part of our relationship and to know him. Amen. To know his voice, you have to know him personally by being a believer and born again. John 10, verse 38. But if I am doing them, even if you do not believe me or have faith in me, at least believe the works that I do. Admit that they are works of God, so that you may know and keep knowing clearly without any doubt that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. That is, I am one with him. To know him as the Savior, as the Son of God for you personally. Amen. John 14, 4 through 6. And to the place where I'm going, you know the way. Thomas said to him, Lord, We do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? He's standing right there in front of him, or sitting, or whatever. Jesus said to him, I am the only way to God. Boy, that makes it simple. We've got all these other ways, but you still have to find the one and only way. And God makes it easy as you seek. Oh, the Holy Spirit will show you. Hallelujah. Jesus said to him, I am the only way to God and the real truth. That means everything else is not truth compared to Christ. And the real life, not this temporary life, but the life that God has and gives, eternal life. And no one comes to the Father but through me, through his sacrifice, through his shed blood, through his who he is and what he's done for us, through his redemption, through his ransom paid for by his own blood, everything that Christ did, reconciled to God. The only way you come before the Father is by the name of Jesus and the shed blood of Christ. To really know the way to salvation and eternal life, you have to know the Son of God, Jesus Christ, personally, revealed from the Father through the Holy Spirit. Amen. How much they love us that they would do all this. For each and every one of us, Romans 8, verse 26, our victory in Christ is a caption for this scripture. Oh, hallelujah now. Somebody get excited and say, praise the Lord. In the same way the Spirit comes to us and helps us in our weakness. And the Lord knows where we're at and what we're dealing with until the day of redemption. Praise God. That's why he put the seal of the Holy Spirit on us. We do not know what to pray to offer or how to offer it as we should. But the Spirit himself knows our need and at the right time intercedes on our behalf. Isn't that awesome? You got the mighty Holy Spirit interceding for us, praying. You have the high priest and our glorious Savior, Son of God, our advocate, standing before the Father and stands for us. When the accuser of the brethren comes and Jesus says, nuh-uh, that one's mine. He's been washed in the blood. He is the righteousness of God. Get out of here, devil. Praise the name of the Lord. So why and how much we need the Holy Spirit in our lives? Hallelujah. I stopped. Let me keep going. I jumped ahead here. But the Spirit himself knows our need in right time intercedes on our behalf with sighs and groanings too deep for words. Wow. Isn't that something? Mm. Wow. So why and how much we need the Holy Spirit in our lives? 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has known the mind and purposes of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ to be guided by his thoughts and purposes. Isn't that awesome? Have the mind of, you know who he is and how he thinks. It's being revealed to us what we need to know. But to know him is to have his mind, to be guided by his thoughts and purposes, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 3. But if anyone loves God with all filled reverence, obedience, and gratitude, he is known by him as his very own and greatly loved. Oh, hallelujah. You see what it takes. But if anyone loves God with all filled reverence, obedience, and gratitude, not in arrogance and pride in your self-righteous way, but you know your place, and you know who he is, and he is worthy of all praise and glory for who he is and what he has done in our life, doing and going to do. He is known by him. You're known by God. And what else? As his very own, you are called sons and daughters of God. and is greatly loved. Oh, yeah. And he proved it and continues to prove it. To know him, Jesus Christ, personally, through the Holy Spirit, then you are known by him as his very own and greatly loved. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved of the Lord. Beloved of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus again. Triumph. Victorious. Overcomers in Christ. And through us spreads and makes evident everywhere the sweet fragrance of the knowledge of him. Like a sweet fragrance and the knowledge of him revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 11. Therefore, since we know the fear of the Lord and we understand the importance of obedience and worship, we persuade people to be reconciled to him. But we are plainly known to God. He knows everything about us. And I hope that we're plainly known also in your consciences, your God-given discernment. Amen. But we are plainly known by God. He knows everything about us and still loves us. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Let me get a drink and show clearly there is the right way and there is a one that is not right. Point of view, or how you know Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, 15 through 17. And he died for all, again, like that song, Rescued the World. He died for all. It's available for every man, woman, and child he created. He does not want any to perish, but God in mercy they are when they don't believe and trust him, or they reject when the Holy Spirit comes to them and said, you're a sinner, you need the Savior. The Son of God has died for you and rose again. There is no life without him. So that all those who live would no longer live for themselves. It's not about us. It's not about a self-made life or success and fame and fortune. All the foolish ones who think that have all the money and everything or anything. Not what God says. But for him who died and was raised for their sake. When we understand that God, that the Son of God died for us, that it's about him in our lives now. It's about what he wants. That we should live, and even if it's a place to die for him, because he did for us, and it wasn't just for physical, it was for physical, spiritual death too. He covered it all. Hallelujah. So from now on, we regard no one from a human point of view. Boy, the world needs to get a hold of that, don't they? Accordingly to the worldly standards and values. And that's how they try to judge people. Though we have known Christ from a human point of view, we no longer know him this way. That's religion. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that he is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he or she is a new creature, reborn, renewed by what? The Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, that means the condition and morals of the devil and of his kind of nature of death, has passed away. Hallelujah, victory, Jesus. Victory. Behold, new things have come because spiritual awakening, oh yeah, brings new life. You are alive. You're not part of the walking dead no more. There's many out there that are that need to come alive or you'll stay dead. The only way to come alive is in Jesus. So we all at one time knew Christ from a man's point of view, which is religion, many different ways, over 1,600 different, whatever you want to call them. But we know him from God's point of view, the true way, through our faith in him and through the Holy Spirit of God becoming a new creation, born-again believer. That's who we really are. When somebody asks you, well, what denomination or what religion are you? You tell them you are a born-again believer in Christ, because all the others have misled many people, and they have lied and deceived because they're caught up in man's way, or they're led by the fallen one and leading many down a road of destruction and hell. God have mercy. So vital, important that you know this and know him this way, Jesus Christ, that you identify with Jesus Christ. No other kind of way or label but Jesus Christ. You are a son and daughter of God, that you are a follower of Christ, that you are a born-again believer in Christ. That's what you need to tell people, who you are. But the Holy Spirit will rise up in you and say, glory to his name, he is worthy. Ephesians 1:17. I always pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may grant you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, especially in the days we're living, that gives you a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of him, the Holy of Holies. For we know the Father through the Son. You want to know how God the Father is? Look at his Son. Look at our Savior. He came to bear witness of our loving Father, the one who gave us life. How can we forget him? How can we forget what he has done for us and even given his life? And then he gave his eternal life through his Son. God have mercy. Anybody that are worshiping this creation instead of the Creator. So foolish, foolish. You do not know the truth, because you seek men and men's ways and do not seek the truth of God's word to know who he really is and how much he really loves us and wants to be part of our lives. And I can guarantee you need him part of your life to make it through this world and, praise God, into eternity. There is no other answer, no other way. The Spirit gives you wisdom and revelation that you have the mind of Christ, that gives you deep and personal and intimate insight. That's talking about a close relation, for sure, relationship, doesn't it? Deep, intimate, into the true knowledge of him to you. Oh, hallelujah. For we know the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. Powerful what the Lord is showing. People need to know, because time is getting short. Ephesians 3, verse 19. You don't want to be caught up in the lie. And that you may come to know practically through personal experience the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge. That's all that man has. They don't really have real love. Because, see, the love of God only comes one way. It comes through their faith alone in Christ and poured out by the Holy Spirit. Mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled throughout your being. Oh, hallelujah. Filled with the love of God that gives you peace, that gives you hope, that you get excited when these kind of things are happening in the world that seem terrible, but they're prophetic and they have to happen. And you get excited because it's leading to the Lord coming and praying for those being affected. They bow their knees to the Lord and say, I need you, Lord Jesus. That's what it's all about. All other ground is sinking sand, and it's sinking everywhere. Mudslides, mountains crumbling, foundations crumbling underneath them. God is shaking the world and shaking the universe to get people's attention, because that's how much love he has. Praise his name. Glory to God. Feel throughout your being to the fullness of God so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your life now. Not when you get to heaven, but now. Completely filled and flooded with God himself. Oh, hallelujah. And people think they can do it in their self. Compared to the Lord? No way. This is really, this is to really know him personally in your life, in your heart. It is to have the richest experience of God's presence in your life, completely filled and flooded with God himself, that you know his everlasting love, that you know his boundless mercy, that you know his amazing, wonderful, eternal grace, that you know of what he, what's concerned of him, of people would come to his son Jesus, that you know that he is all truth, that you know that he is all righteousness, that he is all holiness, everything about him, his nature and character that he shares with us, that he shares the mystery of the gospel of salvation and life to us, that he shares the mystery of his coming for us, his church and bride, all the ones he calls special and precious, and that he's coming for us before he will bring judgment and all that reject him and follow the little g or God of this world, because they're so wrapped up in this world and the ways of the world. And you can't get free. You can't get saved or have the life that God wants to give without Christ. That's what it comes down to. You better cry out. The answers are not in religion. The answers are not in the government. The answers are not in all the medical and whatever kind of field science of men. The answer is Christ. He is the giver of life. He is the Savior. He is the deliverer. He is the healer. He's the one who's going to come and rescue us. Just like I've been doing in John 17, 17 ministry, how much God is showing of the days we're living, even in the book of Psalms, talking about rescuing Israel out of Egypt. That was just a type and shadow of what he's getting ready to do for all who believe and trust him. Hallelujah. The blessed hope. God keeps his word. It's going to happen. Amen. Glory to God. It's exciting. Colossians 1, verse 10. So that you will walk in the manner worthy of the Lord. Walk? Does that mean walking down the street? No. That means life. That means life. Manner of worthy of the Lord. How are you worthy of the Lord? Only through him. You'll never meet the standards of God through yourself or religion or works or traditions. Silly foolishness is what God calls it. Even calls it stupidity. Because he has opened it up and shared everything. The veil is ripped from top to bottom. You have access to God without some man between you. It's all right for somebody to help you pray, but you don't pray and ask forgiveness to him, to a man. No, you go to the Lord. So that you would walk in the manner worthy of the Lord, displaying admirable character, moral courage, and personal integrity, and to be fully and to fully please him in all things. Well, you can't do that yourself. You have to do it in your faith alone in Christ and born again by the Spirit. Bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing in the knowledge of God with a deeper faith, clearer insight, and fervent love for his precepts. Boy, we need some people to do that. When you hear the polls or surveys, it is sad of what kind of percentage they're fully teaching the Word of God in churches. It's sad. I'm grateful for the little church I'm at here. That's what we're doing. We are teaching God's Word. People are sharing their own testimonies, their experiences in life, and know about they need the Lord in their lives. The different kind of people walking, most of them are not religious type people. These are people that have been beaten down by the ones that so-called have labels on them, and then they cast them out, don't even want to let them come into church because maybe the way they're dressed or maybe a tattoo on them or something. Jesus came to save the lost, the ones that have been beat up by the devil in this world. And you get all kinds of walks in life and who the Lord's bringing. And God has given us a heart. I used to have a hard time with that, but not no more. The Lord has shown me he loves them and that we are to be there to help them and care for them too. And that they're welcome, especially ones that are being, they won't even let them come into a building that supposedly lift up the name of Jesus. God have mercy on them. God have mercy. That's what we've been called for, is to lead people to Christ, not to cast them out and judge them by this flesh. Everybody needs Jesus. There's no hope without him. To know him is to please him. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. Dealing out full, complete, and vengeance to those who do not seek to know God, and to those who ignore and refuse to obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus by choosing not to respond to him. Your responsibility from God is to know him and not ignore or refuse to obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus by choosing not to respond to him. No fence riding. It's set on fire of hell. You got to make it. You got to make that decision and make it clear from your heart. If you do the will, if you do, I mean, by choosing not to respond, amen, if you do, you will face God's full and complete vengeance to those who do this. God have mercy. As we see the kind of things that are happening, some of them are unbelievable. You know, I heard today in somewhere in Italy, listen to this, in Italy, they had 16 inches of rain, a foot and 4 inches of rain in 3 hours. Now, you think about what will happen when that's coming down. 16 inches of rain, brothers and sisters. I mean, it flooded everything. It picked up all the wood and trash and everything. I mean, it was unbelievable how it was inundated with water. Well, that would humble you in a hurry. But these are the kind of things that God's getting people's attention. He said, hello, this is real. This is all coming down. This ain't going to last. I mean, that's unbelievable. You hear a kind of numbers like that, and I see other things, and you're blown away. I mean, there's a couple of ministries that show the kind of things that are happening in the world, and at least 6 or 7 countries where this stuff is happening, you know, countries, you know, not one little place, but countries, the kind of things that are happening, because this is all of what the Lord said would happen. And it's happening clearly. Aren't you grateful that the Lord's watching over us and providing for us and protecting us? And he will. Praise God. But you don't want to be any of these people. No. I mean, the other part of this is that it goes in this scripture about that he's going to bring vengeance for the ones how he's treated God's people, his church, the Jews. You will face God's full vengeance and wrath for how you've been treating his children. Oh, Lord, have mercy. 2 Timothy 1:12. This is why I suffer as I do. Still, I'm not ashamed. I know him, and I'm personally acquainted with him, whom I have believed with absolute trust and confidence in him and the truth of his deity. He knows Christ. This is Apostle Paul talking to Timothy. He called him his son, his spiritual son. And he's telling him, he's telling him clearly, I know Jesus. I know him. He knows that who he is, the Son of God. And I am persuaded beyond any doubt that he is able to guard that which I have entrusted to him. That means the ones he's led, I mean, led them to Jesus. Until that day when I stand before him. Oh, hallelujah. That's the same that goes for us. I pray we all be like Paul, to know him personally, amen? 2 Peter 1, verse 3. For his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything for a dynamic spiritual life in godliness through true and personal knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Can you understand that now the Apostle Paul was pretty learned, but people like Peter, they were mere fishermen. Look what's happened to their life and what they're able to say and the power of the Holy Spirit. And it blows people away. What a change in this man. And what he's saying to encourage us. And that he's saying this in Rome, where these people were facing the Colosseum, believers were. Through true and personal knowledge of him, revealed through the Holy Spirit to us who believe and trust him, Jesus Christ, amen? 2 Peter 3, verse 18. But grow spiritually mature in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, honor, majesty, and splendor, both now and to the day of eternity, amen. He's saying, this is who you are to worship. You're not supposed to worship some man or somebody that says he's a Caesar and that he's a god. Or you worship some nation. No. You're supposed to worship and honor and praise and show majesty to the glorious Savior. And I pray we are and believe we as born-again believers in Jesus, amen. 1 John 2, verse 3. And this is how we know daily by experience that we have come to know him, to understand him, and to be more deeply acquainted with him if we habitually keep focused on his precepts, obey his commands, his teachings. How can we do this, brothers and sisters? Only one way, by the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. 1 John 2, verse 5. But whoever habitually keeps his word and obey his precepts and treasures his message in its entirety, wow, treasures. Isn't that something like, it is something very special. And you hold on to it. You don't abuse it. And you share it with others as God shows you. In him, the love of God has truly been perfected. Perfected. That's the kind of love that God does. That's the kind of love that's overcome our fall. Totally. It is completed and has reached maturity. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. By this we know for certain that we are in him, that we are in him. What in the world? What's going on here? I'm trying to see something here, brothers and sisters. Interesting. I had more pages show up on mine. Okay. Oh, it must have did it twice. Oh, Lordy. Well, anyway. That's all right. That is all right. All right. Let's continue. I was wondering what's going on. Felt like I had so many more pages. What in the world? Is this thing growing as we're seeing? And we've had a lot to consider about this message and what the Lord wants us to know and how important it is in this time we're looking for the Lord's coming. So by this word and message, we clearly see the truth of the gospel, that it is clearly a personal relationship with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. This comes from our faith in him, which is revealed by the Father through the Holy Spirit. You have to be born again by faith in Jesus Christ and becoming a new creation and made acceptable to God the Father through the life and blood of Jesus and given his very life, character, power, character, power by the Holy Spirit. That is, and repeat again, this is the only true way this happens. No other way. Because it is to be God's way, God's truth, and God's life. He knows what's best for us. Through his Son, Jesus Christ, that is, given to all who believe and trust him, the promise of the Father through his great love, his boundless mercy, and most of all, his amazing, remarkable, eternal grace, which is eternal life. Amen. Finish with these three scriptures. Romans 5, verse 5 says, glory to the Lord. Such hope in God's promises. Amen. Remember, when he shares a word and a promise, he keeps it. Never disappoints us. No, it won't. Because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our heart through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Isn't that something? Only people who experience this. And the only way that God's love is shared is through ones that have the Holy Spirit in their lives. Wow. You see, without the Spirit of God, you do not know God's love. Who is God's love? His Son, Jesus Christ, who poured out his life in blood for us because of his love for us. That's where you see your first glimpse of God's love, is the Son of God on that cross, dying for you and me. Only through the Holy Spirit you will know this and have this. Amen. Philippians 3, verse 8. But more than that, I count everything as loss compared to the priceless privilege and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, and growing more deeply and thoroughly acquainted with him, a joy unequal. For his sake, I have lost everything, and I consider it garbage, so that I may gain Christ. That means all his status symbol and all his learning and all of it, he called it garbage, so that I may gain Christ. That is a truth. And the only way to come to God is come to the end of yourself and everything that you thought made you who you are and the way you come to God. Empty yourself. Empty of anything that you thought brought salvation and life. Dump it. Throw it in the garbage. Count it as dung. And know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Faith alone in him and born again by the Spirit is all that will be will be accepted by the Father, the eternal way of God. To know him personally and have a relationship with him, to make him known to others that he knows us well, and we should want to know him more, and that we may gain Christ. Amen. And Philippians 3:10. And this, so that I may know him expertly, becoming more thoroughly acquainted with him, understand the remarkable wonders of his person more completely, and that in the same way experience the power of his resurrection, which overflows and is active in believers. The power of his resurrection, which overflows and is active in believers, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. Hallelujah. And that we're sealed by him, and that I may share the fellowship of his suffering. That's living in this flesh, standing for Christ, by being completely conformed inwardly into his likeness, even to his death, dying as he did. Glory to his name. Amen. By the power of the Holy Spirit, amen forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we see what else God says to us through song. Praise God. Can't believe the thing did it twice. That's crazy. Make sure this is all everything we've gone through. Amen. All right. Let's continue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, as he'll speak to us through song, too, as he's been doing a lot lately, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Well, that's strange. There it is. Went to sleep. Everything's going to sleep so quickly. And everything on the computers. I mean, it's been a battle. And when they say update, it's best to go ahead and get an update. Or it just slows everything down. Oh, I want to share. Did y'all know about YouTube now? At YouTube, they made me get a Gmail, if I liked it or not. I could not move on and do my videos there anymore without having a Gmail, you know, lined up with Google. I didn't really want it, but I had to have it, or it would not let me go. So they're just trying to bring more control on us, just like got a letter in the mail about, you know, Medicare. Oh, wow, you don't want care from government. You know, God provides. He watches over. I mean, I don't want that from the government. And you got to pay for it. Well, we pay for it. They've been taking money, and it's money that we've got back. But said, no, I don't want to pay for that. And the Lord is taking care and watching over it. You know, but it's control. That's what it's all about, control. But we can't opt out, praise God. Well, anyway, let's continue. Thank you, Lord. Oh, okay, that's something that she was sharing. All right, where are we? All right. Amen. And the first thing is we understand who we are, that we abide. That we abide in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. My waking bread, for my daily bread, I depend on you. I depend on you for the sun to rise, for my sleep at night. Amen. I depend on you. I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and life. You're the well that never runs dry. I am the branch and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Relationship. Now what? The Spirit, Holy Spirit. Where the Spirit leads as I'm following, I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you for the victory still in front of me. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and life. You are the well that never runs dry. I am the branch and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Be my strength, my song in the night. Be all my treasure, my prize. I am yours, forever you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Come on now. Get excited. Hallelujah now. Praise God. When I pass through death, as I enter rest, I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you for eternal life, to be raised with Christ. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. You are the way, the truth, and life. You are the well that never runs dry. I am the branch, and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. My strength, my song in the night. Be all my treasures, my prize. I am yours, forever you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. Teach me, Lord. Teach us, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. A relationship. We depend upon him. Amen. Glory to him, Lord. Teach me to abide. Amen. Amen. Teach me. Teach me. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. I depend on you. I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. I depend on you. Oh, I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. I depend on you. I depend on you. Amen. We do. People realize that. We depend upon Jesus through the empowering of the Holy Spirit in our lives. That's the only way it works. A relationship with Him daily. Isn't that amazing? The God and creator of the universe wants a relationship and have time with me and you. Isn't that amazing? People, I think sometimes they just blow them away and think, oh, it can't be. Oh, yeah, it is. It is by the truth. Hallelujah. And that we just say yes and amen. Yes and amen to who Jesus is and all that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has done. All glory to them. The worship and honor them for who we are in Him. Glory. Amen. There you go. Behold, Jehovah, standing on the throne, Abba, Father, the well that overflows, God who was and is and shall be forevermore. Holy is the Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessing and honor and glory and power. Amen. Amen. Blessing and honor and glory and power. Amen. Hallelujah. Hold the way, the truth, and the life. Perfect Savior, the blood that washed us white, the God who was and is and shall be forevermore. Amen. Holy is the Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessing and honor and glory and power. Amen. 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 Blessing and honor and glory and power. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, what about Jesus? Amen. The name, it is Jesus. Amen. Victory has a name, and it's Jesus. Amen. The Word has a name, and it's Jesus. Amen. Glory. Redemption has a name, it's Jesus. Amen. Say it again. Holiness has a name, and it's Jesus. Yes. Victory has a name, and it's Jesus. Jesus. The Word has a name, and it's Jesus. Name above all names. Hallelujah. Redemption has a name, and it's Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Worshiping, blessing, and honor, and glory, and power. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Worshiping, blessing, and honor, and glory, and power. Amen. Hallelujah! Amen. Amen. Blessing and honor and glory and power. Amen. Amen. Blessing and honor and glory and power. Amen. 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 To Jesus, give all him the glory to Jesus. Amen. 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 You get all the glory, Lord. You get all the glory. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Lord, you're worthy. Praise you, Lord, you are worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glorious one, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, this next song is one of the songs in part of my walk with the Lord and understanding about that relationship and knowing who Christ was to me. And understand that he is speaking this. As he spoke in the word, in this song, he is speaking to all who are wore out, who all are tired of this world and the ways of the world. To all that seem like there's no answers, there's no peace in religion. The only is a relationship with him. And that you hear the voice of the Lord in this song. And the song is called My Yoke is Easy. And that you will hear the Savior's voice speaking to us and be renewed and strengthened in him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise his name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Did you think that there would never be a way, that the sea of sin would finally leave you much too far away? Did you think that soon the Lord you carry, you just could not bear? Did you really think that no one really care? Come to me, all who are weary, searching for life's best. Take my yoke of love upon you, and come into my rest. Hallelujah. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. How I've always longed to carry you through the endless night. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. How I've always longed to let you know you are precious in my sight. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Hallelujah. Be laden, you bring your load to me. If you're weary, worn, or tired of trying, come and learn of me. Did you know that all you're longing for and all you're dreaming of, hallelujah, be found in me, my child, for I am love. Amen. Pure love. Come to me, all who are weary, searching for life's best. Take my yoke of love upon you and come into my rest. Amen. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. How I've always longed to carry you through the endless night. Yoke is easy and my burden is light. I've always longed to let you know the precious in my sight. Thank you, Lord. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Not like the world, not like religion, not like man. Hallelujah. It brings peace. It brings hope. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And another thing about our relationship, and people need to know, what Christ has done. What Isaiah the prophet spoke in Isaiah 61, 1, and what he confirmed in the Gospels when he went into a synagogue and spoke the word that he was anointed and lifted up to set the captives free and come to help. He was anointed, the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to set the captives free and the ones that are afflicted, the ones that are in prison, physical and spiritual, the ones that are under the thumb and the foot of the devil, the ones that are in prisons of darkness and of addictions and hurt and pain and suffering and the curse of sin and death of this world. When he announced it, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And that's spiritual freedom. And that we as believers, we need to understand we're walking free. Amen? We're walking free. Praise God. Walking free in Christ. This is part of our relationship with the Lord. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The verdict is
guilty. Told to the end. No chance for me to ever leave this prison of sin. Now I might be sound crazy. One day a key unlocked that cell. I heard a small voice say, it's been paid by somebody else. Now I am walking, walking, walking free. No more darkness, guilt has lost its grip on me. When mercy called my name, those chains fell at my feet. Now I'm walking, walking, walking free. Amen. Glory. Good news. Now ain't nothing perfect. I still stumble every single day. I get knocked down, but the difference now is I don't stay where I stay. Because I got a Savior who knows everywhere I've been. And he's telling me that I never have to go back there again. So I am walking, walking, walking free. No more darkness has lost its grip on me. Where mercy called my name, those chains fell at my feet. Now I am walking, walking, walking free. Ba da 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 ba 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 ba. Ba da 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 ba ba ba. When walking, get filled with regret. Look up and see the victory. It's just up ahead. Cause there's a Savior. He knows everywhere you've been. And he's telling you that you never have to go back there again. So if you know that you never have to go back there again, this thing I'm walking, walking, walking free. No more darkness, guilt has lost its grip on me. When mercy called my name, those chains fell at my feet. Now I'm walking, walking, walking free. Ba da 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 ba ba ba. Ba da 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 ba da da. Ba da 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 ba ba da. Amen. Ba ba da 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 ba da da. Amen. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. That the Lord has brought the spirit of liberty and freedom greater than anything in this world. Glory to God. That is what the Lord has done. How special are you? How special are you? Let's see here. What has God done? Who you are to him? Glory to his name. As you lead, Lord. There you are. Hallelujah. Know who you are. Know how much he loves you. Be encouraged. Glory. Hallelujah, Lord. This world me. Amen. I don't need it anymore. Amen. We don't need it no more. I've been set free. Thank the Lord. My heart is spoken for. You know your heart's spoken for? Oh, I praise you. Oh, and I worship you. Covered by love divine, my heart is spoken for. Hallelujah. Him here say this one's mine. Hallelujah. The heart is spoken for. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Have a peace. I've never known before. God's got a peace. And I shall see. Amen. Complete. Hallelujah. My heart is spoken for. Oh, and I praise him. Oh, I worship him. Covered by love divine. How does the risen Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this one's mine. My heart is spoken for. Yes, Lord. I'll share it. The mother of the cross. Jesus was lost. And made it glory. Amen. I've been redeemed. Using on the sea. And I am spoken for by love divine. Child of the risen Lord. Hallelujah. Who to say this one's mine? My heart is spoken for. And the violence divine, child of the risen Lord. Amen. This one's mine. My son is spoken for. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Glory. Well, for me, I don't want it. Don't need no more. Amen. That's right. Don't need no more. Amen. Brother, sister, I'm going to share something with you that Sis Brenda, she saw on TikTok that's amazing, said it's really been misquoted. And we really need to know, this is going to blow you away. You know, it's always said that people, when they come to the Lord, that the angels rejoice. Well, there's more to it than that. When you see the truth of what God says, it's absolutely amazing. When the Lord is talking about finding the lost sheep, when the lost coin and the prodigal, that we start here in Luke, and let's see where it's at here. Praise God, yes. That the first part is about the lost sheep. In verse 15, Luke 15, verse 6, when he gets home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, because I have found the lost sheep. Okay? This gives a little clue. Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in verse 7, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need repentance. My Lord, is that saying something? Lord, have mercy. That, like it says, that the way to salvation and life is very narrow, and many are on a broad road. But listen to the next one. Oh, glory to God. The lost coin. And listen to this. or woman, if she has 10 silver coins, each one equal to today's wages, and loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully to find it, is equal to a day's wages those coins were. And when she found it, she calls all together her women friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, because I found the lost coin. Now listen to what the Lord said. In the same way, I tell you that, I would tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God. It didn't say the angels are rejoicing. In the presence of God, joy in the presence of God and they're in their presence of the angels of God. Over one sinner who repents, that is, changes inner self, old way of thinking, regrets past sins, lives his life a way that proves repentance and seeks God's purpose for his life. He's talking about the Lord rejoicing in the presence of the angels. Not just that the angels are rejoicing when sinners, but when the Lord sees one of his lost sheep coming home, he rejoices, hallelujah. He gets up and gets excited. It says in Zephaniah 3:17, the word rejoice means he spins like a top. Isn't that amazing? You think about it. When you came to Christ, so the Lord got excited and had joy. Isn't that awesome? We've always said it's the angels rejoicing, but it's the Lord's joy. It's the Lord and the joy, and they all join in. But he's the one that is rejoicing over you. The lost sheep, the lost coin, the prodigal son, the father rejoicing and wrapping his arms around those that come home. Isn't that awesome? I thought that was so powerful of what that man was saying, that it said it's been misled about that. Very powerful by the word of God. Hallelujah. All right, well, praise God. Let's get into the time of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I have one because a lot of this is happening with people I call getting caught up in the system. And the system, I'm saying, it's man's way to take care of problems, and they really destroy you. And I'm talking about the spirit of pharmacia. Whichever way it is, legal or illegal drugs, they're all bad. And they ain't good. They're not, excuse me, that's Southern. They are not good for you. They're chemicals. This body, this natural body, don't do good with chemicals overall. Now, I'm telling you, it's different if there's a person that is in this field that is a believer and believes in prayer and believes that God heals and that he can use his stuff was like Band-Aids compared to Christ. But many are being torn down and their life's destroyed by one way or another, whatever chemical it is. Oh, chemicals? What about alcohol? Oh, that's a drug. Oh, what about cigarettes? Oh, nicotine. There's drugs. And who's behind it? It's called pharmakia. It's called sorcery. It's from the devil. It's from the world. When they take the things of God that he intended to heal you and they ruin them and make them to make more money, and do you think they care anything about you? No. No, they'd rather have you sick and think of fear and everything to keep you in control and fleece you. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? They drained her dry of money, and nobody could help her. But she finally reached out to the Savior, and she knew he could instantly heal. So you got to be alert. So I ask for prayer against the spirit of pharmacia in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's see here. We've got... I thank you for the prayers, the wedding, everything went great. We're praying for Sister Nett's son, Paul, to find his way to Jesus. And she's not here, so we don't get an update, but we continue to pray. We're praying for the people of Jackson, Mississippi, but I ain't seen no stories or anything, so I hope that's all got better. We're praying that it has, that water's been provided. It's amazing, some of the technology. And of course, they don't like it, especially if it's something that's simple and don't cost a lot. That we was praying for Joshua, Sis Brenda's niece's son, and the Lord has showed him not to go into the military, praise God, and didn't have to take all the, I mean, he was first tried to take, you know, the first jab, and it gave him all kind of problems. And I said, he don't need to go there. I was praying that he wouldn't go there. And he's not, praise God. Even his recruiters are not helping. He's got direction. And now he knows that right now it's time to be closer to home and to find what God really wants him to do. That's the answer to prayer. But continue to ask for healing. I mean, healing, I think he is doing better in direction. Healing and direction, all right? Anybody else have any of the prayer requests? We have many, you know, of things that are going on and that God is doing. Praise the name of the Lord. Connie, I know Sister Jeanette, did you get cooler temperatures, rain out there? I hope you did. I saw there was rain in some of the areas. Now I know after everything's burnt, then here comes the mudslide. Lord have mercy. Just pray for your leaders over there to quit doing the kind of ungodly stuff they're doing. It might let up, but I don't think in the days we live, God wants to get people's attention. Amen. Amen. That's good, sis. I knew the Lord would. He brings them that rain from other places and bring it to you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's awesome, sis. Good to hear. Any other prayer requests tonight before we go to the Lord in prayer and finish up tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we understand about, man, our relationship with the Lord, and that he cares and loves us so much. Amen, sis. Thank you, Jesus. He hears our prayers and he answers. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, no thank you. What do you mean? No thank you. Fall for rain? Oh, I'm sure, sis, you're getting too much rain, right? Lord of mercy. Well, I can understand. Have you built you an ark yet? I mean, have a boat? I hope things all right. I understand y'all been getting a lot of rain. I hope the Lord's got you in a place that's, you know, you're protected. No, thank you. No prayer. No thank you for prayer? Really? Oh, you talking about for prayer of rain. Okay, I got you. Okay, we prayed that the rain that was a flood in other places would go out to California, sis. That's what we was praying. It's rained daily. Yeah, we had that for a while ourselves. But, I mean, were you here earlier when I shared what happened in Italy today? Over there, or yesterday, sis, they had 16 inches of rain in 3 hours in an area. And it looked like a lake. It looked like they just opened. You know, not like raindrops. This is like you opened up a floodgate and the water came down. 16, I never heard of that in my life. 16 inches of rain in 3 hours? That's, you know, that's unheard of. That's very showing our place and, you know, God is in control. Yeah, I know. It's other places. I mean, there's on YouTube a guy named The Watchman, and then there's the two preachers. And what's the other thing I listen to is Dangerous Weather or something. And he gets it right, like right on the spot where people are doing, you know, their phones and stuff. And somehow he picks up their video, I guess TikTok and other things. And he shows, you know, live what they're, I mean, what they're, some of the stuff people are going through. And it's unbelievable how everything's increased. You know, we had used to have what they call 100-year floods. And we're having floods daily. And you ought to see all the different countries. Everything, all the structure and everything of homes, everything, cities, it's all crumbling because of sin, of course, but it is prophetic too that it will happen because God's trying to get people to see. He's shaking the people of the world and saying, here I am, I'm the answer. Didn't you hear what my Father said? I have spoken to you through my Son, Jesus. Nobody else, no other kind of revelation, but only Christ. And I pray people get their attention when they have to face some of this stuff. I really do. But the Lord does watch over us and protect his children. He really will. Anyway, I understand what you're saying, that we pray, I guess, the rain to slow down or stop over there. I know, sis, we're praying because that you've got another, I know, Fiona or some other storm coming y'all's way, possibly. I thought it was coming toward. Hopefully it turns away, you know, away from Florida. You know, might get the outer bands of it, but hopefully I thought it was coming toward us and for a while, but it looks like it's going the other way there. But we'll see what God, because you can, you know, the other thing, because of what the Biden administration, that God holds accountable what they're doing to Israel. That's why a lot of this is happening here, trying to push a two-state solution. It's not their land to divide. It's God's land. He says it himself, and it's God's people. Not a good thing. But anyway. All right, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, it's good to see the happiness of the Lord and the joy the Lord gives y'all. Praise God. All right, Father, we thank you and praise you tonight. Lord God, we thank you for hearing our prayers and answering. Lord, as I see these crosses go up, I know that you answer prayer and you hear us because you love us. And you know the concerns and the needs of your people. And Lord, you have put us strategically in different places where you're protecting us through all that's going on in these different places. But Father, that we would be a light and a witness when people ask what's going on. Tell them that your word is coming to pass, that you said it's coming this way. Time to get right with God. He's shaking the whole earth and the universe to get people's attention. And all the shaking and the weather extremes and everything else that's going on, it's all prophetic and it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. We're humbled by it and understand that you watch over and protect us. Father God, we thank you for the rain that Connie needed. There was hot temperatures, and you gave them rain, and I hope it stopped some of the fires. But we just thank you and praise you for that answer to prayer, her and Sister Jeanette. Lord, we pray that Sister Jeanette and her daughter Kim and the family has a good fellowship with the friends that are moving out of California back to Louisiana. Lord, we just pray that we pray, Father, against, oh, yes, and we still pray for Paul, Sister Jeanette's son. We pray that he find his way and seeks and finds Jesus in his life for real, Lord. Lord God, we pray and thank you for hearing our prayers about Joshua and leading him the right way and what he needs to be doing, and that he would seek you for direction and wisdom in his life. Lord, we pray against the spirit of pharmacia. As we know, in the end times, it will be prevalent, and it is. We pray that people have discernment and to trust you and pray about anything they have anything to do with anything that man's doing. Lord, that you trump it all. You're triumphant over it all. And that you are the one that's in control. And that we are to believe and trust you, because what you, Lord, bring is eternity. What you bring is healing. What you bring is life. You bring your character, nature, and everything about who you are in our lives. Why should we be trusting you? Thank God we have learned. I remember, Lord, when the first scripture you gave me as a believer, and I start the day and think about it, is that trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not on our own understanding, the ways of men, our own thinking, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. You led the way, Lord. We are to follow. We thank you and honor you this night. Lord God, we thank you for the message you've given us. The message of hope, the message of truth, understanding what a real relationship and real salvation in life is. It is your way, Father. The way you have said is through my Son, through his life and blood, and by the mighty Holy Spirit in our lives. That Jesus was the perfect example, that he was born by the Spirit, that he was filled with the Spirit when he went into ministry. And Lord God, it's all about who you are and what you do. We're thankful, Lord, that we know the way, the truth, and the life, that you have revealed it to us, and we rejoice. And we pray that others would come to know it. Come to know you, Lord. I'm sorry. Come to know you and know about the gospel of grace and not reject it or not respond. There's no excuses, not in these days, no more, for the truth has come. At one time, people could declare ignorance, but not no more. The Holy Spirit is here, and he's revealing the truth that we need a Savior, and Jesus Christ is a Savior. We need him for eternal life and salvation, and be prepared for his coming when he comes for all who believe and trust him. We honor and praise you this night, Lord. We thank you that we can come together. Lord, I just come humbly and thank you that me and Brenda will be celebrating tomorrow us coming together in marriage for 10 years. It's been wonderful. It's been amazing. And all that you have done in our lives, and you've been all part of it, it's so overwhelming. We're very grateful, Father, for the kind of love that you give us, that we can love others. And then to be part and be there to support. I'm very grateful for Brenda, how she supports me, and she lifts me up and gives me wisdom and direction through you, Lord, and the Holy Spirit. and that I pray that I do the same and watch over and protect her and to be there as you've called me to be there for her. Lord, I pray that others, that reconciliation comes in their lives and marriage. I know the enemy is coming hard against our relationships because he knows it shows us the true relationship with you. Lord, we're very grateful that we turn to you and understand that we depend upon you. And I pray that we would abide in you and that we even know you more now and know who you are and all of who you are and what you've done and you're doing and going to do. You're awesome, Lord. And we honor and praise you and give all the glory to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God. Thank God for each one of you. I thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. I thank God for your love, mercy, and grace, and I thank God for each one of you for your love and prayers. A little tired, I guess. But anyway, praise God. We know. We know, and it's part of our character, too. But God's is the one that matters overall, that we have his nature and character, but it's from him. It's from him. I know y'all knew what I meant, but praise God. I hope y'all have a great weekend. We're going to go enjoy what we've been doing. We've been going to the same restaurant that we went to after we got married, and we go and do that every anniversary. So that's been pretty awesome, and we'll enjoy that and enjoy. There's a Christian movie, something called Running Bases, and it's out, and we're going to go do that, and that's going to be fun. I hope y'all have a great time. I'm excited what God's doing in our little church, too. It's amazing what he's putting together in the presence of the Spirit. And like I said, it's about his word. It's about being led by the Spirit. It's about prayer. Prayer is very important. And he's bringing, you know, people that have been misused, abused by either in this life or even, God of mercy, places of church, whatever you want to call them. So we're very grateful. And we thank God for each one of them. Yeah, shalom, good night to you too, Brother Andrew, and you, Sis Erica, and you, Sis Connie. We're very grateful for each one of you. I pray that each of you have a great weekend, and keep looking up and watching, because Lord Jesus is coming, and he's coming for you and me, praise God. Thank you, Sis Connie. We appreciate, thank you for the anniversary deals. I'm very grateful for sharing that. Praise God. Thank you for the happy wedding anniversary. I appreciate that. It is in Christ for sure. And we thank God for each one of you, and y'all have a great rest of the night. And we're going to say shalom and good night. And like I said, by we come, you know, next week, or if the Lord comes, we're all up in heaven. Amen. That'll be awesome too. All right. Y'all have a great night. And we pray that the Lord, he shines upon you, and he will. And that he'll bless you and watch over, he will. He'll provide for you and let his face shine upon you, and that you have his shalom, which is peace. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Bless each one. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.